Welcome to the Victory Mindset. My name is John Boggs. I am the founder of Maximum Sales Power, a division of the Life Mastery Institute. And it is my great pleasure to share with you the Victory Mindset daily process, a process designed to help you create and achieve lasting success one day at a time. Most of us have heard stories of the quote-unquote overnight success. The actor that wins the Academy Award that comes out of nowhere. Or the athlete that wins the Heisman Trophy. Or the CEO that takes his company public and becomes an instant multimillionaire. Wouldn't it be great if that happened to us? Where we just woke up one day and we were successful? Where all of a sudden we had an Academy Award or a Heisman Trophy or our public went company and we had hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank? Well, the truth is, when you really start to investigate and dig deeper, most often this isn't what even happened to the people in the stories that we hear about or we read about. The truth is, they were involved in a daily practice that created the successful results that appear to us to be overnight. It is amazing to me, after 25 years of study, how often other people will observe someone successful and think that they simply got lucky. They were in the right place at the right time. They knew the right people. They had fallen into good luck or good fortune. This is not the case most of the time. Almost exclusively, what created this success was a daily practice, a daily habit for success. 25 years ago, when I started studying success, I started to look for what was this daily habit. What was it that successful people did on a daily basis to create great wealth, great happiness, great achievement in their lives? And in studying all of the great texts over the centuries, literally from the Bible all the way up to modern material on success, a formula started to appear to me, a daily practice. And this practice, executed properly, will create success for anyone that truly executes it properly and desires successful results. Why would we want a formula like this for a daily practice? Well, for me personally, when I have a step-by-step process that I can do on a daily basis, that I know will create consistent and predictable results, I have a sense of peace of mind. The reason I have a peace of mind is that I have learned over the years that I can do just about anything for one day. And if I create a process that I can execute on a daily basis, I can get that daily process done. And the cool thing is, if I just do what I need to do on a daily basis, consistently over time, I wind up getting the results I want. So what I love about this is it's broken down into some simple tasks that I need to do on a daily basis, and I execute those, and slowly over time, in process, my life winds up becoming more and more successful. So what process is the victory mindset exactly? All right, let's go into it. So we're going to use the word victory as an acronym, where the V-I-C-T-O-R-Y each stand for a word that reminds me of exactly what this process is. But first, we need to talk about when your victory mindset on a daily basis starts. And contrary to what you might think intuitively, it actually starts at night, when you're ready to go to bed. Many of the world's religions actually talk about the start of the day being at night. And the victory mindset actually starts when you're going to bed. So when you're ready to rest for the evening, you want to set a vibratory state for yourself. So the first word is vibration. Now, vibration is a wonderful word. If you think about it, sound has vibration. Light has vibration. And literally, over the last 15 or 20 years, through the study of quantum physics, we've been able to literally measure the vibration of thought. Your thoughts have a vibration. So the last things that you think about when you're going to bed at night are going to literally sit and vibrate with you over the approximately 8 hours in which you're sleeping. So the thoughts that you think when you're going to sleep are literally the most powerful thoughts in your entire 24-hour victory mindset. So what are the thoughts that you're thinking about when you're going to sleep? Without question, you want to be thinking positive thoughts. For me, the easiest thing to set my mind on when I'm going to sleep are things that I'm grateful for. So I am setting a vibration of gratitude. And the neat thing is, as you practice gratitude, it becomes easy for you to find things to be grateful for. Literally, if you're listening to this audio track, you can be grateful for the ability to hear. The ability to hear is a wonderful thing to be grateful for. The ability to see, the ability to feel, the ability to breathe, the fact that you're alive, that you have another day on this planet of life. Those are some very basic things that you can be grateful for, that we can all be grateful for. So setting an energetic state of gratitude is extremely important for me in terms of the vibration that I'm setting when I'm going to sleep and I know that I'm going to be resting for 8 hours and I want my vibration set in a very particular way. The other thing that I do is I focus on the newness of the start of a new day. That as I'm going to sleep, help me awake in the morning feeling new, feeling fresh, and maintaining the state of gratitude. This is exactly the way that I choose to go to sleep. Now, let me reiterate the words that I just said. I choose to go to sleep this way. This doesn't mean that I haven't had challenges during the day, difficulties, struggles, things that happened during the day, but I choose to set my vibration on gratitude and newness, that I am starting a new day. So that covers the V in victory for our victory mindset. The next letter is I, and I stands for intention. So now let's talk about what happens when we wake up. We wake up with a brand new baby day in front of us, a day in which we can create any result that we want to create. It doesn't mean that we are in charge of every circumstance that happens, but we are in charge today of how we are going to react to anything that happens. And the key word is intention. What intention am I setting for today? I have studied the power of intention. In fact, a great book called The Intention Experiment talks literally about how our intention affects the world around us. Do not mistake the fact that that actor that won the Academy Award, the athlete that won the Heisman Trophy, or the entrepreneur that took his company public, all of these successful people absolutely had a daily intention, a goal that they were striving for. So today, when I wake up, I am setting an intention for success. today is going to be a successful day. That's my intention. Today is going to be a successful day. I am full of gratitude for today. I am full of enthusiasm for today, for my opportunity to live successfully today. I don't have to live a successful life today. I don't have to live a successful year or a successful month or a successful week. I only have to live a successful day today. And I can achieve that. I can be successful today. I can today do the things successful people do. It's my intention to make today a successful day. And as I hold that intention, I know that as I put successful days together, I wind up with a successful week. And a successful week turns into a successful month. And enough successful months turn into a successful year. And successful years turn into a lifetime of success. And today I will be a success is the way that it starts. So I have the vibration of gratitude. I have the intention to make today successful. There's your V and your I. The next letter, which is C, stands for creation. We live in a creative universe. We live in an ever-expanding universe. We live in an intelligent universe. We know that we, in and of ourselves, have a certain amount of intelligence. We also know that there are other people on the planet that are also intelligent. Therefore, it is not difficult to make the leap to the idea that there is an intelligence that exists that is greater than the intelligence that we in and of ourselves hold inside of our minds. So we live in an intelligent universe. And what we know is that there are practices that create the opportunity for us to tap into higher intelligence. There have been men and women over the millennium that have learned how to develop and practice ways of tapping into this intelligence. For example, Thomas Edison, who is probably considered the greatest inventor that ever lived, started out his professional career as a telegraph operator. And as he would sit and listen for the signals coming over the telegraph lines, the tap, tap, tap of the signals, he started to realize that he was hearing the tap, tap, tap of the universe in his mind, and ideas were coming to him, creative ideas. The invention of the light bulb was one of those ideas. Greatness is available to you if you stay open to the creative energy in the universe. So what is it that I am focused on a daily basis in terms of this word, creation? First and foremost, I am focused on the relationships that I am part of creating. The relationship with the universe, the relationship with staying open to higher forms of intelligence, inspiration, and ideas. Greatness comes to us in the form of ideas initially, and in that relationship with the universe. Secondly, the relationship that I have with myself. Am I taking care of myself? Am I honoring myself? Am I treating myself as a successful person? And then lastly, the relationships that I have with others. Starting first and foremost with the relationships with the people I'm closest with. Family members, friends, coworkers. So the word that I use is increase. Am I thinking like a person of increase? Am I treating myself as a person of increase? Am I being a person of increase with those that I am closest with, with those that I am in relationship with? Am I creating an increasing experience? in my life today? Am I creating that experience? The answer is, that is my intention. My intention today, in terms of creation, is to be a person of increase with every thought, every action, and every interaction with others that I have today, to be a person of increase. And that brings us to the letter T, which for me stands for target. What is the targeted goal that I have today? There is literally an unlimited of things that I could choose to spend my day on. So my job today is to choose the thing that I am going to execute with a strategic mindset. I am going to target in on exactly the thing that I can accomplish today that is going to take me closer to my purpose, my vision, and my goals. Brian Tracy wrote a book by the title of Eat That Frog. And it comes from a saying which says that if the first thing that you did when you woke up in the morning was to eat a live frog, chances are that nothing else during your day would be more difficult. And while I think that statement is true, I'm not suggesting that you eat a live frog. What Brian Tracy goes on to say is that if we have the mindset of tackling the biggest challenge that we have on our to-do list first throughout the day, that everything after that task becomes easy. William James, who is one of the founders of modern psychology, said, "Procrastination is attitude's natural assassin. There is nothing so fatiguing as an uncompleted task." So once I have held the vibration, set the intention, created an energy of increase, I then target in on the single task that I can do first that will move my goals forward in the most effective way. What is the first thing that I can do today on my to-do list to be effective? And that is a very important part of my successful day. It is amazing what I can accomplish when I tackle the most difficult thing first. So we have created the correct vibration. We have an intention for success. We are creating an increasing relationship with the universe, with ourselves, and with others. We have targeted in on the most difficult task, and we are executing that. And now we get to the letter O in victory, which for me stands for the word open. I am open today to being guided. One of the challenges in setting our vibration, holding an intention, being creative, creating the relationships we want, having a targeted goal, is that it is easy to become attached to things going a certain way. One of the greatest techniques for success is to understand the difference between participating full out and being attached to a certain outcome. My job today is to participate fully in the process, but to leave the results up to whatever happens, to be unattached to the results. For that to occur, I need to be open. I need to be willing to be guided. I need to be flexible. I need to be nimble. And for me, the word that represents that is the word open. I am open today to adjusting things. I am open today to guidance. I am open today to hearing the message clearly of what my next indicated step is. I'm open to higher intelligence. And that process creates the foundation for me to have a successful day. I've set the vibration. I've held the intention. I am creating an energy of increase with everything I do. I have targeted in the most difficult thing for me to take care of, and I am doing that. And I am open to adjusting things as needed. I'm flexible. I'm nimble. And I work through my day with that energy. The next letter in the word victory is for review. And this is a critical part of my daily success process, the victory mindset. Review. Near the end of the day for me, I do a review. I sit down and I take an assessment. You know, one of the things that all successful businesses do is they take inventory. They understand out of the stock of assets that they have, what have they been selling successfully? What isn't moving off the shelves? They keep track of how well their accounting has been taken care of. Do they know? Are they able to track exactly what's going on? Well, in the 25 years I've been studying success, this process is something that all successful people do. They review, they keep track, they pay attention to how things are going. So near the end of the day, I have a journal where I constructively review my day. And the question that I'm asking myself is, how well today did I live into my intention? Did I stay in the vibration of gratitude? Did I continue to hold the intention for success today? Did I create an increasing relationship with myself and everyone around me today? Did I accomplish the targeted goals, the most difficult things that were on my list? Did I stay open and nimble to the guidance of adjusting my plans for success? These are the things that I'm asking myself in my review. Not every day am I successful at holding the vibration, staying in the intention, creating the relationships that I want, or even staying on target. See, the key here isn't that I do this perfectly. This is a process. And if there's anything that you get out of this audio, this is the most important thing I want you to understand. No one is perfect. No one does this process perfectly. But we can live and aspire to do better. The daily work creates a process of incremental growth. Slow and steady is the key. Growth is a daily process. If you want to climb Mount Everest, the way that you climb Mount Everest is no different than the way Edmund Hillary climbed Mount Everest, which is putting one foot in front of the other. And so on a daily basis, I review my day. Now, I also ask myself the opposite questions, which are, today, was I resentful in any way? Was I selfish? Was I in any way, shape, or form today less than fully honest? Did I have fear today? Do I owe anybody an apology? Is there anything I need to clean up today? Because my goal on a daily basis is to be able to end my day clean of any negative emotion, clean of any unresolved issue. So I take near the end of the day when I do this review, if I owe someone an amends, if I owe anybody any kind of apology, I take the opportunity to act on that immediately so that I can end my day the most successful possible. Some days I do a better job than others, but this is a daily process. My job today is to focus on progress, not perfection. Very, very important principles for me as I work this daily victory mindset. So, once I have done my review, I end my day with the final letter, which is Y. And Y stands for yes. Am I willing to do better today? Yes. Did I do better than I did yesterday? Yes. Do I want to be successful? Yes. Am I glad to be alive? yes. Am I going to go to bed with a vibration of gratitude today? The answer is yes. An expanding word, the word yes. I want more success in my life today. Yes. So that summarizes the victory mindset. V for vibration, I for intention, C for creation, T for target, O for open, R for review, and Y for yes. I want success in my life. So are we going to do this perfectly? Absolutely not. We are human beings, but we are going to do better today than we did yesterday. And we are going to practice progress, living into this daily process. Now, there are a couple of things I want you to watch out for as you're doing this practice. The first is called distraction. It is not uncommon for me to get distracted. Occasionally, I will forget a step. I might even go a full day without even practicing the victory mindset. Distraction is something that I need to look out for. So if I miss a day, I don't beat myself up. Don't get negative on yourself. It's only one day. Tomorrow is a brand new day. Tonight starts the brand new day. So am I going to do better tomorrow? Again, start with the letter Y. In this case, the answer is yes. Distraction is part of the human experience. We are going to get distracted. Start fresh. Start over. And the other is the word dissuasion. We might think to ourselves, this isn't really going to work. I don't see big changes immediately. Understand that we all have habits in our lives. Habits that are repeated are called paradigms. Habitual ways of being or thinking create paradigms. We all have paradigms. This victory mindset is designed for you to start to create new habits, new paradigms, a new reality based on success. So be ready for distraction and be ready for dissuasion. Negative thoughts that come to your mind. Is this really working? Would this really create any kind of change? So my suggestion to you is to give it a try. Spend 30 days in this process and keep track. Keep a notebook. Keep a daily journal where you can keep track of how you're feeling. You can keep track of what you're executing. If at the end of 30 days you don't notice more success in your life, you can always return to your old habits. You've really got nothing to lose. But watch out for the pitfalls of distraction and dissuasion. As you practice the victory mindset, great things are going to start happening. And I would love for you to reach out and share your stories. You can email me at john@maximumsalespower.com or go to thelifemasteryinstitute.com and share your stories of exactly how the victory mindset is helping you create great success. Remember, it's a daily journey. Enjoy the day. Victory is found in the day. Success is found in the day, one step at a time. One thought, one feeling, and one action at a time. Today, you are going to be a person of increase. You are going to hold a vibration of gratitude. You are going to hold the intention for success today. You are going to create relationships of increase. You are going to target the project tasks that will create the greatest momentum for your success. And you will stay open and nimble to changing your plans as necessary. And at the end of the day, you will do a review where you can ask yourself, how well did I do today? And what is it I can do tomorrow to continue to increase my success? And you will do this with a yes attitude, a yes power. I am successful. On behalf of Maximum Sales Power, a division of the Life Mastery Institute, I look forward to hearing your stories of success through the victory mindset. Here's to your maximum success. sales power.